This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, I'm going to host this segment a little bit of the next segment. But when I talked at the end of the last segment about the police state, when I think of a police state as troops in black uniforms, ski masks, checkpoints, surveillance. And that's part of a police state. But the real heart of a police state is selective enforcement. Where when you get robbed or you get raped or you get abused, they don't come or they don't do anything. But when you're part of the establishment, you're defended. Unfair weights and balances. And the governor, J.B. Pritzker, signed this, and now it's going into effect. The 2021 Safety Act, ICJIA, roles and responsibilities. Here's the legislation. And here it is in the local newspaper talking about what it does. You can go read the bill. That's what it does. Non-detainable offenses under the Safety Act. Now, you've seen the thousands of Soros elected individuals that he's put in as district attorneys and county attorneys let loose people the day after they shoot people, if they're a minority. It's not about empowering minorities. It's about trying to use out-of-control gangs as a weapon to bring the country down. Just like you're dissolving the currency, the borders, shipping in fentanyl, pushing hopelessness. This is true weaponization. So the following crimes will become non-detainable offenses after the Safety Act goes into effect, which is now happening, meaning that criminals will be allowed to be charged with and released for the crimes without bail. This happens right here in Austin because we have a literal communist. The George Soros put $800,000 in to get elected. Second-degree murder, let out of jail within 24 hours. Drug-related homicide, murder. Arson, oh, burn people's houses down. They're trying to tell their people, do what you want. Because it's going to be their people they let out. If you're Alex Jones, you just question a shooting, you're the worst guy in the world. But if you're burning down buildings and shooting people, it's okay. Kidnapping, which we see exploding around the country. Burglary, robbery, intimidation, aggravated DWI, means you ran over somebody. Aggravated fleeing and eluding. Drug offenses, threatening a public official. But it's all to be selectively enforced. Second-degree murder, drug-induced homicide, arson. That's the purge. And that's what the system is doing. It's not that the police are perfect, but they're still under local jurisdictions. But the feds come in because in a city of millions of people, an innocent black man gets killed, which is terrible, but they use that as the pretext to then come in and take it over. And then the city council gets bodyguards. They defund half the police. The bureaucracy steals that money. And then what's left is their people. That's why they do forced inoculations, the military and police, to get rid of the good people. And then once they've gotten rid of them, just like I showed earlier, the federal agencies have a waiver. Oh, you don't have to take it anymore. You got to get in the mindset of these criminals and realize how incredible this is. Remember a few years ago? Minneapolis, Minnesota, defunded half the police. And then did some giant contract for 24-hour surveillance and security on the homes and businesses of city council members. So they're marching around with at least three bodyguards 24 hours a day. Will they lie down at night? Or they watch Netflix? Or they cook dinner? There's at least one person at their house. Usually three. And a driver drives them to work with a gun. But they want to take your right to a gun to protect yourself away while they take the police away so the criminals can run rampant. This is almost as absurd as men and women's sports or drag queen pedophile time or open borders and human smuggling or devaluation of the currency or everything you're seeing is a criminal revolution incrementally to see what you'll put up with, to see what you'll go along with. And the blueprint you see in Illinois with the non-detainable offenses under the Safety Act is what's coming to your town unless you wake up and see what this is. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Friends, we're now into hour number four. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very blessed to be here. In a few minutes, Jason Burmis, documentary filmmaker and talk show host, is about to take over. But I wanted to hit these final stories I didn't get to. Now, a lot of people tune in here and they say, hey, are we tuning to Sean Hannity or everybody else are talking about the Mar-a-Lago raid, and that's all they talk about. We don't talk about that. We talk about the Great Reset, world government, the globalists coming after your guns. You know, we talk about the energy being cut off. Those are the big things. Yeah, the raid on Trump's wrong. Yeah, he didn't violate the law. Yeah, it's all true. And yeah, Trump got good justices put in that got Roe v. Wade turned over. So I still, in the balance, think Trump is good. But at the end of the day, he's promoting these poison vaccines. So the only reason I'm against what's happening to Trump is because it can be done to all of us. And even if a guilty man goes to jail, it's wrong if an innocent man goes to jail. You know the old saying, better the 10 guilty men go free, one innocent man go to jail. Because once you're ready to due process, it's over. But Trump's not guilty of this. But remember, the White House said, we're not involved. Well, the judge saw the warrant. The judge saw it all, saw he was being lied to. Now they're threatening the judge and said it's clear that Biden ordered the raid. Yeah, he got lied to again. Of course, these are lying criminals that have blood red screens with troops behind them threatening everyone. They want to be tyrants. They think that's how they win. It's all they can do. Bombshell, Joe Biden ordered Mar-a-Lago raid, court docs show. BigInfoWars.com article by Jamie White, the most extensive out there. Special master order reveals Biden's direct involvement in Trump raid and six other bombshells. Boom! Federal judge reveals incumbent President Joe Biden ordered FBI access to Mar-a-Lago documents. Of course he did. It's in the documents. No wonder they didn't want it released what was in the warrant. But again, they thought they could just lie like that. Judge reveals Biden ordered FBI access to Trump's Mar-a-Lago docs. Judge halts FBI use of Mar-a-Lago raid docs. Appoints special counsel. More evidence revealed of Biden's involvement in FBI action against Trump. Meanwhile, in Canada, manhunt continues for two suspects. Now it's saying over 10 dead, 15 hospitalized. But it's not a big news story because it's a knife. What in the hell's going on there? Then we've got this. Mexicans are fed up with Americans moving to their cities. They're fed up with poor Americans going there. They don't mind if you're middle class or wealthy, just like we don't either. Nobody wants a bunch of homeless people to come to their town because who takes care of them? So Mexico's getting some of its own medicine now because they're better off than Central and South America. They're the richest country now in the southern area, and they're discovering what it's like in a collapsed society. Absolutely crazy. Another report. 8 migrants drown in swollen river as death toll from Biden's open border soars. Thousands of dead total. Raped, murder, killed. But what's the distraction from MSNBC? Declares all Republicans evil and a threat to democracy. Total cuckoo land, as 40% of black students can't go back to school in D.C. because they won't take the deadly shot. Does this guy care about that? No, he just goes up there and race baits and gets his big fat paycheck. All right, Jason Burmes is about to take over. Owen Schroyer takes over in about 50 minutes with the War Room, Infowars.com/show. It isn't bragging, it's just fact. This is the tip of the spear. This is what they want to shut down. This is what panics them. This is what they want to stop. They're not going to stop us. I've explained this, but even Crew keeps asking me, so I'll say it a couple minutes ago to Burmes. Chapter 5 bankruptcy allows a company to keep its employees and its operations going if it pledges for 5 years its future profit, which I don't give a damn about. I've always put 98% into this. I care about free speech to the Democratic Party law firms and all of them. They've said in court their goal is shut us down. They went in bankruptcy court 2 weeks ago and said, we don't want money. We want them shut down. The judge said, screw that. I mean, they've really jumped the shark here. They don't own every court. Just like they don't own this judge saying, no, you're not. Presidents can have their papers, and I'm appointing a special master, and you lied on your, you lied on your arrest warrant or your search warrant. Evil isn't in full control yet, just like Roe v. Wade got overturned. And so we're at such a crossroads right now, and we need your support. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have a plan to stay on air, but we've got to be profitable, which we've not been. We're starting to get there. The only way we get shut down in Chapter 5 is there's not enough money. And thanks to you buying products, InfoWarsStore.com, this thing and the 13-week plan is over in like 7 weeks. And then there's a set number, and we go forward, and I don't get paid. And we stay on air, and they can piss up a rope. They are crapping their britches, baby. You saw them in the closing arguments. We want him shut down. We want his platform taken. We want him taken off air. I'm not like you, Merckx. I'll die for this. Getting paid for it's just gravy, bitch. So, InfoWarsStore.com, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all 50 to 40% off. It ends today. They're selling out. So we're going to put them back to full price till more comes in a few months. Our biggest problem has been supply chain issues, but finally these products are back. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. It's all there, and thank you for your support. We're going to stay on air, but we are in your hands, and I will never back down. I will never surrender. I will never falter or waver if I have your support, but I could give out, but I don't have it. So I am in your hands. You are in my hands. We need funding. InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you. Jason Burmes has got a full show. Take it over, Jason.
Thank you, Alex Jones, and in the next hour, we are going to show you how the transgender movement is really about transhumanism. We're going to talk about a specific individual called Martine Rothblatt that actually authored the book From Transgender to Transhumanism, a Manifesto. This is the person who is the CEO of United Therapeutics, Into the Human Genome Project, has started their own religion, TerraSim, and of course, is transgender themselves. All right? The agenda is right in front of us. But first, I want to take it back to what transhumanism really means to different classes of people. For instance, the predator class believes that they will utilize the biomedical technology to essentially have a fountain of youth where they live forever within these types of physical bodies that are then extended by the technology. Now, for you and I, it is about fooling us into believing we need to augment our bodies, stop having families, and prepare to upload our consciousness into a false virtual reality as we actually manufacture the AI doppelgangers that they will say have cyber consciousness and their own set of rights. So to begin to make that point, I want to play this video recently of Jared Kushner openly discussing how his generation may be the first generation that lives forever or the last generation that naturally dies.
A friend. And then finally, I think that from the last year, the one thing I've tried to put a priority on since I left the White House was, you know, getting some exercise in. I think that there's a good probability that my generation is, hopefully with the advances in science, either, you know, the first generation to live forever or the last generation that's going to die. And so we need to keep ourselves in pretty good shape. And then the other thing I like.
So right there, that's for them. That is not for you and I. You and I get the great reset. We get the great narrative. We get a thing called sustainability and productivity improvement, which are code words for your standard of living plummeting, you being put on a universal basic income as you prepare to be, again, virtually uploaded, not really, that's the promise, virtually uploaded into their next level metaverse. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones needs your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get a bunch of the great products, but especially get the Great Reset and the War for the World. It is so important to push that book to number one. We'll be back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, and we are talking from transgender to transhumanism. And yes, we're going to show you the book. We're going to show you the manifesto. We're going to show you Roth Blatt themselves. But first, I want to take it back to where Alex was talking about this agenda of command and control. And I often show people Dennis Bushnell, who is the chief scientist at NASA. Guys, it's not about going to the moon or Mars. I mean, they just had to cancel Artemis, where they had dummies and Snoopy on it because of first, lightning storms and now fuel leaks. We're very limited on what rocket technology can actually do other than weaponize space, by the way. However, what they're really about is transhumanism, full spectrum dominance, and working with organizations like DARPA to bring in this technology. Now, Bushnell's still the chief scientist over there. He's been around since the Gemini days. We often go to his 2001, 2025 Future Strategic Warfare document, which we may show you. But here he lays it down for you all the way back in 2011 of what sustainability really means. It means you're doing too much. There are too many people on the earth. We need to fix that. It's Malthus 101. We're going to instigate population control, and then we're going to bring in the robots, which can do anything a human can do, but better. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to Dennis.
Prevention of collapse of the ecosystem has now become the overwhelming issue. Current food production is based on freshwater plants, i.e. glycophytes. We're running out of fresh water, as you know. The code word is sustainability. The crashing of the ecosystem is due to population growth and the way we're now living, our standard of living. The estimates vary between 30 and 50% of a planet that we're currently short to sustain the standard of living and the current population, much less the population growth.
Now, again, think about this. This is over a decade ago. So the current population is always the problem. The people are always the problem.
As the Asians and their billions come up as they are at 9 to 11% growth rate to Western standards of living, we're going to be short three more planets, and they're not readily available. This will result in peak everything. This will result in standards of living plunging. So this is Malthus 101.
Malthusianism? Your standard of living plummeting? Get ready, the growth business is over. This is command and control, and now you're going to find out productivity improvement is really about automation and robotization.
These innate ecosystem restrictions and shortfalls will necessarily shift world econometrics from a growth mantra to one of sustainability, with possible population control instigated along the way that changes everything.
You know, they're just going to instigate that population control. And you could do that biomedically, but also the psychological warfare aspect of the trans movement and telling people that they are fluid, that they are zeros and ones, they're non-binary. They can take any form they like. That lie is at the essence of that.
In terms of employment, just as an example, we are in a jobless economic recovery. There's about 7 million jobs missing. Some of them were globalized and offshore. The rest of them are gone.
Gone.
The code word is productivity improvement.
Code word.
Which is a code word for ever better automation and robotization. If you look at the way the robots are going, human-level machine intelligence from the IBM Brain Project is now about 10 to 15 years out. Via biomimetics, where they've intersectioned the neocortex and they're replicating in silicon, okay? And they're having great success in all of this. So this is not soft computing, this is via biomimetics. We have looked 20, 30 years out with the way robotics and automation and machine intelligence.
20, 30 years out at this point is 2030, 2040, folks.
It's going. And what jobs the machines cannot do? The answer is none. We thought we need human touch labor in nursing homes for a while with the Japanese 2 years ago, but robots in nursing homes, the patients like them much better than the humans.
You see how that's funny? But that's really what it's about also. It's about taking control of the medical system, of the school systems, bringing in AI, bringing in globalism. It's funny then, but really part of their command and control is something like this, which we saw during the COVID-1984 nightmare over in Australia. And that was what? Oh, Grace, which is the AI bot Sophia's cousin. Remember, they're eventually going to convince you this type of technology has consciousness and rights. All right? And this is going to run on the blockchain. Software does what you tell software to do. So when you put it into a robot, there is no human empathy. It is extremely, extremely dangerous. Now, I want to jump to a clip here of this. Well, I'm going to let you see it for yourself. It is just a segment from the Transformers Conference from May 18th, 2016. And guess what? Mr. Bezos, who's part of that transhumanist crew like Kushner that thinks that they're going to empower themselves and live forever, right? The Washington Post, along with Lockheed Martin and Samsung, put together this conference called Transformers that starts with Martine Rothblatt. But we're going to show you somebody who's already transformed themselves with a device that can see, hear, feel colors. It's an extra sense. And he even talks about it in relation to what? The underground transgender movement of the past.
Have, but that humans don't have. So we are in a stage in history that we can actually design what species we want to be. I consider myself a trans species because I'm adding senses and organs that other species have. And you can add many, many more senses that other species have and organs that other species have. And we'll start seeing this in the 20s because it's now growing. It's happening underground. There's already many surgeons that are willing to do the surgery anonymously in the same way that in the 50s and 60s transgender operations were being done a bit underground. Now cyborg surgery injuries are being done a bit underground, but in the end, bioethical committees will also accept the cyborg surgeries should be allowed for everyone that wants to extend their perception of reality, at least to the level of...
So again, these bioethics committees are going to decide, and guess what? The World Health Organization, along with the United Nations, has now just magically decided that sex is not limited to male or female. This is the new thing. And remember, the World Health Organization took charge of what the narratives could be on large social media platforms, including YouTube and Google. In fact, you go to their own sites, gender and health. You go to their own propaganda, and now it is health for peace and peace for health with a transgender Mother Earth who has a mustache holding the dove of peace. Meanwhile, you see windmills, recycling symbols on there, because this is about command and control. When we come back, we're going to play more from the Transformers Conference. We're going to go to the author of From Transgender to Transhumanism, a Manifesto, and we're going to let that person speak for themselves. I am Jason Burmes. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Do what you can right now to support Alex Jones and InfoWars. If you can give a straight donation, great. If you can go buy The Great Reset and The War for the World, great. If you can go to InfoWarsStore.com and make a purchase, even better. We'll be back.
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global
food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. And a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost for storable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, and it is time to go from transgender to transhuman. Now, it cannot be overstated how powerful this person is, and we'll look at some of the other works of literature that they've put out there. This is a person who is heavily into eugenics. This is a person that has founded their own religion. Okay, it is the Terra Sem movement. This is a person that is at the height of what xenotransplantation is. And they'll later talk about social Darwinism. And essentially, I want to put this out there again. They're going to tell you that this technology is going to empower you. It's going to enslave you. Meanwhile, they intend to test the actual technology that could empower humanity that they intend to use for themselves. And when we get to Rothblatt being talked to, number one, they are the first person to be talked to at the Transformers Conference, put on by the Post and the good people at Lockheed Martin. Remember, Bezos is one of those people that believes he's going to empower himself with this technology. The first thing they mention is the law in North Carolina that was passed to keep transgender people in the correct bathrooms, and now how that is bigoted. Remember, this is a manifesto this person has written about the freedom of form and has heavily invested in this movement to take us from transgender to transhuman, because they want you to believe there is no biology and that the traditional family and any idea of a deity out there doesn't exist. It doesn't exist at all. So let's play this clip.
Mike is also the recipient of this year's Billie Jean King Leadership Initiative Award, which is devoted to LGBT issues and puts her in an interesting issue because she has a company, or part of the company is based in North Carolina, which, as you know, right now, she might get arrested for going to the bathroom if the governor had anything to do about it.
And later they'll go back to the bathroom issue. I did a full watch along with this entire presentation for over an hour and 20 minutes of it, because I think it was almost a two-hour broadcast, because it is so important. But again, listen to what this person has to say about transhumanism.
Ladies and gentlemen, Martin Rothblatt. Martin, one of the basic concepts that you're interested in, it's not just improving life, but it's actually immortality. That we're all going to live forever. And Martin, I might mention, has founded a religion, as one does, known as Terrasim. It's based on transhumanism. And you have the idea that we're not just going to live a long time, but we're all going to live forever. Tell us your concept of immortality and how that actually would work.
See, this is going to be the false immortality that they're going to try to trick you into to get you into the quote-unquote virtual age. They want to make life on this planet so destructive, so hard, so abhorrent, that they want to trick you into this new thing that they're already setting up through the World Economic Forum. All right, it is the metaverse, and defining and building that with what? Governance and socio and economic value. All part of the social credit store, all part of the command and control.
Thanks, Neely. It's a great pleasure to be here. The idea is one that has been percolating up from lots of people in the information technology industry for a while. Perhaps Ray Kurzweil, who is a prolific inventor, is best known for the idea that as our abilities in the information processing industry, computer software, storage of more and more of our thoughts and our ideas outside of our body becomes easier, more automatic, less expensive, that ultimately we're going to have sort of digital doppelgangers of ourselves that are stored in the cloud and are able to present themselves to any manner of devices. And that as thousands and thousands of software coders and hackers and people in the maker movement work to make the software that runs these digital doppelgangers ever more lifelike, ever more human-like, there'll come sort of a tipping point when people begin to claim that these digital doppelgangers have achieved what we call consciousness.
And remember, we already have that Google whistleblower, who actually happens to be into chaos magic and Crowley, all right, saying that the AI they're working now at Google is sentient, all right? And none of it is sentient. It is all programs. It is all zeros and ones. It is all false, but it is there to trick you so that they can give it rights through laws and lawyers. And through this, she'll talk about how we're going to treat them as pets, right? They're only going to have pets or animal-type rights. That's a total lie to get you absorbed into that.
An ability to have a sense of themselves, hopes, fears, and feelings. And at that point, I think the activity will move to the legal arena as to whether or not these digital doppelgangers really are conscious, really do have an independent legal identity. And kind of the trend of progressive thinking is once there's a scientific consensus, and in this case it would be the science of psychology that...
So in other words, you're going to have to trust the psychological science. And boy, the science has just changed on gender, too, according to the UN and the World Health Organization. And I want to point out, you know, the drag part of this, the trans part of that, because, again, that's the science now, is a big deal. This is at a school at the United Nations. The United Nations has its own private school, okay? And you can look this up. It is UNIS. And in that school, oh, it's just drag queens everywhere. It's Proud Are the Brave. This is a great school. I got sent this from a friend. I'm not going to tell you what friend or how, but an insider. And now the science is they're going to let you know the most gay-friendly countries. When you really get down to it, over here you see sustainable development goals. Right? And you see the same things again and again all over. Take a look at this one. This is where you see some real charts. I mean, look at the definitive information that they're putting out there to push transgenderism. And the progressive thinking is under what? The science we must all trust about psychology. You know, the same psychology scientists that gave us SSRI drugs that have been so helpful in society.
Being the science of the mind, that these digital doppelgangers are in fact cyber-conscious, then they'll begin to acquire the sorts of rights and protections that we assign to our pets, laboratory animals, and to quite a high extent to primates like chimpanzees.
So there you go. This is the incrementalization of this program. Small steps, again, from transgender to transhuman. And this person's written several other books, including what? Unzipped Genes. Unzipped Genes. Take a look, folks. It's right here. So they're telling you that biomedical, this is from 97. The transgender to transhuman is 2011. They're telling you that you're going to live in a virtual universe. There's going to be digital doppelgangers. They're going to have rights. And she'll make the analogy that your aunt can die in a car accident, but they're not really gone because their aunt is going to live through some other cybernetically created organism that's going to have that upload on it. It is not your consciousness. It is not your soul. You are special. You are not zeros and ones. There is an agenda against your children right now to biologically and psychologically come after them so that they no longer can think straight and are pushed into this agenda of taking away their biological identity, okay, and the possibility of them having a family and daring to stand up to this very real post-human future that the predator class would like to bring in as they extend their life through their Fountain of Youth technology. Final segment on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. Go support him at InfoWars Store.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are back. It is the final segment of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. We are talking from transgender to transhumanism. And in this next segment, Rothblatt will discuss this uploading of a digital doppelganger and this immortality. Meanwhile, Calico Labs, which is run by Kurzweil, who Rothblatt mentions, right? They're actually looking for the technology, again, the Fountain of Youth stuff, where the digital doppelganger doesn't need to be uploaded. But we have to ignore that, and we just have to trust this person who says it's the best thing since breakfast when they're confronted on the eugenics issue as well.
And I think very quickly we'll get to a point where we say that that cyber-conscious individual has a soul, it's Neely's soul, and even if, God forbid, Neely's body ends in a car accident or some other death and disability, Neely did not end. Neely's identity continues in this cyber-conscious form.
So again, the cyber-consciousness is the equivalent to a soul, a total lie. Okay, your consciousness, your spirit, your soul, whatever you want to talk, whatever you want to speak about it, whatever you want to call it, that is unique. That is something that they cannot replicate. They will try to imitate and convince the masses that it is that, but I assure you, it is not.
Let me ask you one more about sort of the frightening aspects of this, because there would be some people that none of us want to live forever. Hitler, for example. Nobody wants this guy to be able to upload, right?
See, everybody just kind of chuckles. Oh, it's so funny.
So where do you get into sort of eugenics was a real thing in this country? In other words, you know, 20 years, 80 years ago, we're going to...
No, you're right. You can go back 20 years. There's still a lot of programs out there. Eugenics is a real thing globally now, and for us not to acknowledge that is a big problem.
Whole people to make the whole tribe better. What? You're a nice person to run this project, but how do we avoid sort of digital eugenics and cyber robots, cyber people? Where does that come in? Who gets to participate in the program?
Yeah, Neely, I'm kind of, I have the point of view that this is not something, a realistic thing to really fear. Because
again, don't think about it. Don't fear it. It's not realistic. And then she actually talks about Darwinism. All right. These are social Darwinists. And there are classes of people. There's a predator class. They consider those under them what? Either they're minions or peasants, period. The technology is not for us to be empowered with. And again, this person is going to give you this false idea that good always triumphs over evil. That's not reality.
Because all of this cyber consciousness and all of these robots that are being developed in an environment which, even though it's a human-made environment, our socioeconomic system, it's still an environment much like the natural environment. It's just us humans are the selection factors. And so the laws of Darwinism still apply. And the so-called bad robot problem or the Hitler robot problem, there is going to be nobody that wants to buy a Hitler robot. If a Hitler robot emerges and begins to do bad things, the same thing is going to happen to the Hitler robot that happened to the real Hitler, which is the rest of society is going to rise up and quash it down.
Really, because if you look at technology, especially that is developed for warfare, often the people can't rise up, hence drone warfare in the Middle East and the war on terror. Even what's going on now with the Ukraine and Elon Musk's Starlink and Blackjack satellites that are rigging up to drones that are killing people. Very unrealistic. And by the way, I'm going to play Dennis Bushnell in 2018, not only talking about human brain chips, but how what? We've taken charge of evolution. The evolution of everything is over. It's all going to be human-driven, Darwin-driven. Remember, this is a 2016 conference. The Bushnell clip is from 2018 coming up.
So there's no market really for an evil robot, evil Lies. Software. Does that mean that evil robots and software will never exist? No, I don't think it means that, because
they already exist.
There's always mutations in the environment, and there will be bad people and bad robots that emerge. But the vast majority of billions of people that comprise all the decision-making in society through their economic powers and their political powers will quash down the bad people and the bad robots. And so I think it's a self-correcting problem, because humans, overwhelmingly good humans, comprise the Darwinian environment in which all of this cyber consciousness will emerge.
So let's just stop it right there. Unfortunately, the masses no longer have a lot of economic or political power. And that's why the Great Reset and the Great Narrative are the steps to this transhumanist and eventually virtual age. So let's play Bushnell now telling you.
Humans are now becoming cyborgs. We have cochlear implants to hear, artificial retinas to see, artificial hearts to live, artificial limbs to move, artificial organs to function, and brain chips. There's a couple hundred thousand people wandering around with brain chips now to fix congenitally defective brains and increasingly to fix memory and other things. DARPA's working on brain chips for super soldiers.
And they've been working on them for decades, by the way. And Elon Musk and others, they just can't wait to invest in this technology. Neuralink is DOD DARPA tech. Grow up. He's a front for the military-industrial complex. He ain't your friend. He's about to launch the Optimus robot on World AI Day this September 30th.
And people are now working, thanks to Musk and other people, funding direct machine-brain communications. It's not us versus them, us versus the machines. We're merging. And this is the human evolution of the humans. There is no more natural evolution of anything. People are convinced that the human evolution of everything is 10 million times faster than any natural evolution.
So there it is right there. He's telling you, we're taking control of evolution. And in some respects, you almost have to thank Yuval Noah Harari, who did this recent interview with TED Talks, right? This is the Audio Collective. This is an hour long, where he not only tells you the vast majority of the population is not needed for the future of society. In that interview, he lets you know that one of the reasons there's so much upheaval and disturbance in the world is that psychologically, subconsciously, in the back of most people's heads, they realize they're not part of the future. They realize the next story, as he calls it, for humanity in general, doesn't involve the majority of the populace. We've laid it down here in the past hour. Yeah, they're coming after your kids because they want to destroy the family. Yeah, they're coming after your kids because they want to sexualize and confuse them. But ultimately, they want a populace that no longer identifies at all with their own biology, with their family structure, the inherent nature of that, and the inherent nature of us looking above to find out that there is a source, a power out there that grants humanity itself free will to make its own decisions, and that good and evil actually exist. They're not just social mores, all right? They're not just societal norms. They actually exist, and they want to separate us from all of that. Meanwhile, they'll take their technology for the Kush Kushes of the world and the Peter Thiels of the world and the Bezoses of the world and try to live in this form forever, eternally, and get us to transmutate our bodies with bio nanotech and human brain interfaces that will ultimately enslave us and push us into a metaverse or virtual age where we literally euthanize ourselves and believe that we will live forever. Folks, if you want to see more of this stuff, in fact, you want to see more of that conference, we did the watch along. It is the Transhumanism More Than Meets the Eye watch along. You can watch it on all of my platforms. I'm on Rumble. I'm on Rockfin. I'm still at YouTube by the skin of my chinny chin. Chin. And I'm a documentary filmmaker. The 9/11 21st anniversary is just around the corner. I want to remind you that InfoWars and Alex Jones, they produce Loose Change, Final Cut, and Fabled Enemies. I want you to watch Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and Shade the Motion Picture. And I want you to support Alex Jones and InfoWars.com right now with making that purchase of what? The Great Reset and the War for the World. Push that mother trucker all the way to number one. You can support by giving a donation or going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting some of the other great videos out there, including the COVID Land series. This is the tip of the spear. I want to personally thank Alex Jones for allowing me the opportunity to reach his audience for an hour on this extremely important issue, because the bottom line is, yeah, I'm about the Constitution. Yeah, I'm about the Republic. Yeah, I'm totally about humanity, and this is the battle for it. I love you guys. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.